This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. This week, we seek out the California or Pacific gray whale, the mightiest migrant of them all. A close-up view of the gray whale, California's official and largest mammal, is a life-changing experience. When those massive, dark, white barnacled heads shoot up from out of the ocean to breathe, saltwater spray with the force of a fire hose blasts up from their blowholes. That spouting is how you'll first spot them all along the California coast, whether from whale vistas on land or from onboard boat or kayak tours. Once endangered by whaling, as so many whale species still are, the California or Eastern Pacific gray whales have recovered. Numbers now approach 25,000, close to the gray's pre-whaling population. There was once a North Atlantic population of gray whales, extinct since the 1800s. The Western Pacific or Korean population may also be extinct. Rare individuals spotted there are probably California outliers. In fact, California's gray whales may be repopulating historic and prehistoric territories. Some have been spotted near British Columbia and in the East Siberian Sea. In 2010, one was spotted off Israel's Mediterranean coast, and later, the same whale, near Barcelona, Spain. In 2013, a different individual was spotted off the coast of Namibia, the first time in recent history that gray whales have been observed in the southern hemisphere. Categorized as baleen whales, which dine on plankton and other small aquatic animals sifted through hundreds of fringed horn-like baleen plates, gray whales were once land mammals that went back to sea, trading their fore and hind legs for fins and tail flukes. Despite their fish-like appearance, these are true mammals, warm-blooded, air-breathing creatures who nourish their young with milk. Adult gray whales weigh up to 45 tons, not counting a few hundred pounds of parasitic barnacles. Calves can weigh in at a hefty 1,500 pounds at birth. They feed almost endlessly from April to October in the Arctic seas between Alaska and Siberia. Fat and sassy with an extra 6 to 12 inches of blubber on board, early in October, they head south on their 6,000-mile journey to the warmer seas of Baja in Mexico. By mid-December to early January, most migrants are between Monterey and San Diego. Migration timing can vary, though, so check in with your intended whale-watching destination for current details. On a good day, a boat or kayak tour can get you pretty close, though any reputable guide will avoid interfering with these magnificent animals and their complex social connections. The Oceanic Society, a nonprofit research and conservation group, offers excellent winter whale-watching trips from both San Francisco and Half Moon Bay. Other best bets for a boat tour are Monterey Bay, Morro Bay, Santa Barbara, Catalina Island, and San Diego, though there are charters and guides almost everywhere. The Monterey Bay area has the added attraction of the Monterey Bay Aquarium, another opportunity to immerse yourself in the magic of California's offshore world. There are many great places to whale watch along the coast, even if a boat ride or kayak trip isn't for you. Generally speaking, the farther north you'll go, the fewer crowds you'll contend with, meaning Mendocino and Humboldt counties are about perfect for land-loving introverts. To watch from land, make sure it's a clear, crisp day and head for higher ground. You want tall cliffs with an unimpeded view out over the ocean. The Rim Trail at Patrick's Point State Park, say, or Trinidad Head, or Table Bluff just south of Humboldt Bay. Sonoma County is also excellent. Head for Bodega Head at Bodega Bay. Wherever and however you go, always bring binoculars. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.